Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, and same name, Discord server, MeWe group, and Facebook group. So come find us. Today is December 24th, Christmas Eve day. I mean, the day of Christmas Eve, if that makes any sense. But in any case, I figure I'm going to be out of the house for the evening. It's best to get up a podcast episode just a wee bit early to take care of that stuff. And there's something in the news that I think it might interest a lot of the listeners. It's 2 weeks old, so if you have social media, you've probably heard of this already. But in case you haven't, I'm ready to go. There we go. Dun, dun, dun. There is a new video game coming out. Video game. Coming out for Dungeons & Dragons, or from the Dungeons & Dragons world, IP, yada, yada, yada. Okay. And it features, well, it features everybody's favorite drow, Drizzt. It's based on characters from R.A. Salvatore. But we're not surprised, are we? I mean, how surprised could you be? It's called Dark Alliance. And it will feature Drizzt, your favorite dark elf ranger. The human was a Cati Bree. I barely remember. That's how long ago I've read these books. Dwarven warrior Brunner Battlehammer and barbarian Wolfgar. As players will face off against iconic monsters through their dungeon crawling adventures. Now, do I think that Drizzt is, overplayed at this point? Sure. Sure I do. But if I was going to come out with a new video game based on Dungeons & Dragons and I wanted to psych people up, sure, I would use Drizzt. You kind of have to. It's a character that has become iconic a lot of ways for Dungeons & Dragons, right? It's going to feature 4-player action co-op available both locally and online. That locally part is great because, you know what? Well, actually, the online part is great. The locally part, I don't know. How easy is it to play with another player, let alone 3 other players, on your screen in your living room? I have a 50-inch screen. I don't care. If you got a 70-inch screen, you divide that by 4, and then you got to remember which one is you. Confusing as hell. But online play, great. Now, here's a little twist on this one. It's being developed by 2K Games. Now, if you remember, 2K, T-U-Q-U-E Games, was acquired by Wizards of the Coast only a few months ago. So, and this game was due in 2020. I would guess that it's been in, they're showing some gameplay. Now, I'm not going to actually show you the gameplay, but you could listen to the gameplay. All right. This is the soundtrack or the music they released with the teaser trailer earlier this month. And, I don't know. Does it make me think of my days in, I guess, the 80s and 90s listening to thrash metal? Yeah. Sure it does. Does it mean that it's going to be good? No. But I would say that they are certainly trying to get that nostalgia feeling from the older players. Somebody's going to go into a game store with their kids and they're going to look at and go, oh my God, that's Trist. And then if you hear that playing in the background, that music, you might be like, whoa, this is, I remember when I played D&D and I read those books and yada, yada, yada. This game, I think, is being marketed not just as a video game, but it's being marketed as a gateway to bring back some lapsed gamers. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I think I'm right on this one. I think that this is being marketed. This is going to be put out there with the idea that you will be brought back to gaming by this. What can I tell you, folks? What can I tell you? So I'll put some links to some articles on this in the show notes. Like I said, it's like from 2 weeks ago initially, but sometimes I'm late. Sometimes I'm late, folks. Well, listen, if my Christmas posting or my Christmas podcast will probably be late tomorrow. That's why I'm getting this in now. So I can wish you all a Merry Christmas. You get a little bit early. Eat a lot of food. Drink a lot of drink. Don't drive if you ate a lot of food and drank a lot of drink, but otherwise, listen, folks, as always, be safe, be well. God bless. Seriously. No matter what religion or lack thereof, God bless. And there goes the door. I think that's my holiday wine. All right, folks. On that note, I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later.